Week 1, Tuesday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My master, please, this collar is too tight. And do unclip that leash. I'm now too old to run away. Besides, I do what I'm told, most of the time at least. Then, too, my sight is hardly of the best. Where would I go? It might be easier on you to let your hold relax a bit. Your hands are getting cold, and there's nobody here for me to bite. I might let go if you protested less, but clearly you would like just one last fling before you sleep. You think I'll call you back and stop your romp before you go to rack and ruin and destroy your golden ring. That's not my way. I curb all those I bless. God has crowned his prince with victory. Psalm 20. May Yahweh answer you on the day you have trouble. May the name of Jacob's God be your protection. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strength from Zion. May he remember all the offerings you gave him and accept the sacrifices you burnt to him. May he give you whatever your heart desires and bring to completion all your plans. And then we will celebrate your rescue and hang out our banners in the name of our God. May Yahweh grant all your prayers. And now I know that Yahweh stands behind his prince. He will answer him from his holy place in heaven with the strength his right hand has to rescue him. Some put their trust in horses, others in chariots. But we remember the name of our God Yahweh, and they have collapsed and fallen, while we stand tall and straight. Please save us, Yahweh. Have the king answer our call. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God has crowned his prince with victory. We celebrate your mighty deeds with songs of praise, Master. Psalm 21. The king finds his joy in your strength, Yahweh, and your rescue transports him with glee. You granted his heart's desire and did not reject the prayers that rose from his lips. You went out to meet him with the blessing of success. You set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him, days that go on forever and ever. And his glory is raised higher because of your rescue. You are the one who laid on him majesty and splendor. You have showered your blessings on him forever. But simply being with you is his greatest happiness. Yes, the king put his trust in Yahweh, and because of the supreme mercy he is unshakable. Your hand, our king, will find out all your enemies. That right arm of yours will search out everyone who hates you. Your anger will be the oven they cook in. Yahweh will swallow them whole in his rage and burn them to a crisp in its fire. You will root out their children from the earth and all their descendants from the family of man. Because they had evil designs upon you, they plotted and plotted, but it all came to nothing. And that is why you made them show you their backs when you had your arrows trained on their faces. But Yahweh, your strength, is the one to raise high. Our song is a psalm of praise to his might. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We celebrate your mighty deeds with songs of praise, Master. Master, you have made us a kingdom of priests for our Father God. Song, Revelation 4, 11, 5, 9, 10, and 12. You have the right, Master and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you created everything, and by your will it all existed and was created. You have the right to take the scroll of history and open its seals, because you were slain and bought for God by your blood those from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for God, and they will rule over the earth. The Lamb who was slain has the right to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, you have made us a kingdom of priests of our Father God. Reading 1 John 3, 1-2. See how much love the Father has given us, that we would be called God's children. And that is what we are. This is why the world does not recognize us, because it did not recognize Him. My friends, now we are God's children. What we will be has not yet become clear. We know that if it does become clear, we will be like Him, because we will see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him makes himself pure in the sense in which He is pure. Through all eternity, Master, your promise stands unshaken. Through all eternity, Master, your promise stands unshaken. Your loyalty will never fail. Your promise stands unshaken. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Through all eternity, Master, your promise stands unshaken. My spirit brims over with joy in God my Savior. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because He has turned His eyes toward His poor little slave. And now from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of Him. He has flexed His strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to His servant Israel, just as He told our ancestors, remembering to shower His mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My spirit brims over with joy in God my Savior. Let us praise the Master who lives among the people He redeemed, and say, Master, please listen to our prayer. Master, King and Sovereign over all nations, please be with your people and their governments, and inspire them to pursue the true good of everyone, as your law requires. Master, please listen to our prayer. You took captive our captivity, and so please bestow the freedom of the children of God upon our brothers and sisters who are in physical or spiritual chains. Master, please listen to our prayer. May our young people concern themselves with remaining pure in your sight, and may they generously answer your call. Master, please listen to our prayer. May our children imitate your example and grow in wisdom and favor with God and men. Master, please listen to our prayer. Please accept our dead brothers and sisters into your eternal kingdom, where we hope to reign along with you. Master, please listen to our prayer. Master, thank you for the special blessing you have bestowed on me today. Master, please listen to our prayer. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Omnipotent God, thank you for bringing us safely to this evening hour. May this lifting up of our minds in prayer be a sacrifice pleasing to your sight. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you and the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.